During that non-voting work session, the Snyderville Commission was introduced to a proposal from Anaya's Market, which is moving from Park City's Bonanza area to a site in Lower Silver Creek, northeast of the Bell Station. The two-building project, which would include a market, cafe, deli, small retail offices, and affordable residential units, is looking for a plat amendment, low-impact permit, and conditional use permit. Snyderville Chairman Ryan Dickey said his group was receptive to the plan. However, he said the proposal would combine two lots, and he has some concern about what an approval might lead to in the future.
Well, that's a concern I continue to have anytime we talk about combining lots, is that we're creating an attractive target for a big box store when we do that. And generally, we'd like a greater diversity of commercial where we have it. So what we ask is that staff, when it comes back, to include a specific condition related to an inability to put one single large structure on the parcel. So I expect it to come back with that condition next time.
Next, an application for the Huamaway Ranch Indoor Riding Arena and Horse Boarding Facility came back to the Snyderville Commission. In November, they voted against a conditional use permit for the project. The applicant appealed to County Council. Last month, the council sent the project back to Snyderville Planning after Huamaway's owner agreed to make some changes to colors and materials. But on Tuesday, the Snyderville Commission again sent on a negative recommendation. Dickey said they found that the plan didn't comply with a human scale required from county code. He noted that is a subjective concept.
There is a provision in the code that buildings and structures shall provide a human scale consistent with adjacent development and appropriate to residential uses and consistent with other development in the zone. There's a question about this one of when we talk about adjacent development, what are we talking about? Are we talking about just residential development in the Snyderville Basin, or are we talking about adjacent, you know, the neighborhood, the street, you know, a true adjacency? And then when we talk about human scale, what do we mean? It's something that's obviously very subjective, and it matters where you're standing. If you're standing in the street, if you're standing next to the building, what do you see? How does the scale feel?
He said it's a narrowly decided issue, and the Snyderville commissioners came down with a divided vote, 4-2. The dissenters in favor of the ranch were Planning Commissioners Joel Fine and Bruce Carmichael.
Probably the through line of those who said no, meaning that the barn is just provides a scale that's just too large compared to the neighborhood, was that we felt that this part of the code is talking about adjacent development. It's talking about this part of Silver Creek. You know, there are parts of Silver Creek that have much larger parcels where the scale could be quite a bit different, and where adjacent development is different, but that what was being proposed here as an accessory building was just really quite different and at a much larger scale than what's up and down the street and around that part of the neighborhood.
Snyderville Planning Chairman Ryan Dickey. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.